You are listening to the Faith, Love, and Relationship Podcast with Melvin Davis. I want to thank you for joining me back. As I continue with my series, Green Flags, I want to encourage you to listen to the intro, and I begin with addressing green flags that a godly woman should be aware of and to look out for. And now I have direct our attention to green flags that a godly man should look out for. I did the intro of this series, so I would encourage you to listen to it just for context and so you can follow along. I did part one of Green Flags in a Godly Relationship for a Godly Man. Please listen to that episode before you listen to part two, because part one sets the tone for part two. Before I get into this message, I want to pray. So I want the Spirit of God to lead me and guide me and direct my heart. And I also want to pray that His Spirit will rest upon this message and that His will be done. So Father, thank you so much for being a truth revealer. Thank you, Father, for your heart. There's nothing but righteous and justice, love, and clarity inside of you. I pray that in this message, God, that you will speak, that strongholds will be broken, that crooked places will be made straight, and that, God, ultimately your will be done. I love you, I honor you, I worship you. And it's in your Son, Jesus' name, that I pray. Amen. And amen. So I really hope that you are enjoying this series. I know that I am. It's one of my favorite series that I've done so far in this podcast. Because you hear about the red flags all the time. And I know that it's created and stirred a lot of fear and pessimism that is probably have and discouraged a lot of singles from believing that God has someone out there for them. I want to say that God does, and that there are some green flags that will indicate and point to you essentially finding the love of your life. In this section of my of this message, the topic green flags in a godly relationship, I wanted to, you know, highlight some green flags for a godly man. If you are currently in the season of courting, that you are an official couple, and maybe that you're just talking to someone that you are friends with and you're developing that connection and communication and learning each other before you take it to the next level. But even in that phase, there are some green flags as well as there are some red ones. But I want to focus on the green ones right now. And I believe that this message is going to confirm whether you are with the woman that God has for you or you're not. I pray that the answer is yes rather than a no. But trust me, even when the answer is no, that's a blessing. That's the grace of God stopping the train before it goes any further. And in this message, I want to pull some points from, or scriptures that will support my points, and it's going to come from the book of Ruth. I'm not going to break the entire book down, but I am going to, you know, read some scriptures that are going to support the points that I want to share with you in this message. And there's going to be a part three to this message, Green Flags for Godly Men. And in that book, I'm going to, draw some points and green flags coming from the book of Esther. But in part two, I'm going to focus on the book of Ruth. So you want to get a pen and pad to write these points down. Fellas, please take notes. Women, my sisters in Christ, if you're listening, you might want to jot down these points as well. And I want to point out that this story is very unique, especially with Naomi, not being able to. Her husband's dying. There's like this. I don't know. There's like this narrative of men dying, of husbands dying, and here comes Ruth. Ruth comes along, and I want you to know that that Ruth, this book that's in the book of Ruth, is not just a random book that was placed in the Bible. And this is more than just a love story, but I'll get to that later. But a little bit about Ruth. Ruth was a woman who was faithful and loyal to Naomi. And because of her faithfulness and loyalty, she established a reputation that reached the ears of the man that she would marry. And that is, as you know, Boaz. So the first green flag that I want to point out in this message, it's not just Ruth's reputation of being faithful and loyal, and those are great qualities to have. But your story may not be like Ruth. Back in those biblical days, times and the culture was a lot different. And I will go on to say that you may not have a picture perfect past, and you have built a reputation because of the things that you've done. And but you do have a present. There's something that happened in the past that changed your present and who you are right now, and that was the Son of God, Jesus Christ, dying for you. And because of His death, you are now redeemed and transformed to a person that you no longer were in your past. So that is the reputation that you carry, that you are a born again, Proverbs virtuous 31 woman. But the first point that I want to get into, fellas, you're listening, the first green flag is that she allowed you to pursue her. She didn't pursue you. That's the first green flag, that she allowed you to pursue her, meaning that she wasn't the aggressor, the initiator. Because anytime a woman has to be the aggressor and has to initiate, she's now taking the position of a man. And if a woman has to do that, then it means that he's not interested. But the first green flag is that she allowed you to pursue her. She allowed you to be the leader that you are, the man of God that you are, to pursue and to lead. And I'm going to read from Ruth, the second chapter, the second verse. So, Ruth, the second chapter, the second verse. So, Ruth, the Moabitess, said to Naomi, "Please let me go into the field and glean heads of grain after him, in whose sight that I may find favor." Let me read that again. And this is the New King James Version. Ruth, second chapter, verse 2. So Ruth, the Moabitess, said to Naomi, "Let me go into the field and glean heads of grain after him, in whose sight I may find favor." You see, Ruth is a smart woman. You can see the wisdom of God on her right there, that she wanted to put herself in a position to find favor with a man that she will later marry, because it was in her heart. Her heart desires was to be married. And so she put herself in a position, to be the good thing to be found. And so, fellas, if you're listening, she allowed you to pursue her. She didn't pursue you. And that's a green flag, because that means that a woman is following what the scripture says. You know, he that finds a wife finds a good thing. That, like Ruth, the woman that you are, that you're currently courting or getting to know, she put herself in a position for you to find her and to pursue her. That she wasn't the aggressor, that she allowed you to take the lead so that you can set the tone for the relationship that's going to blossom later on. Or if you're currently in a relationship, that you have set the tone of how you want to lead her. The second green flag that I want to point out, and this one is a very important one. Second green flag is the voice of the Lord carries more weight and authority over family and friends. The voice of the Lord carries more weight and authority over family and friends. Now, why is this important? If you are with a woman and the voice of the Lord carries more precedence than over family and friends, that one, that means that she can hear from the Lord. I mentioned earlier that you can't lead a woman who can't hear from God. And we can discern that woman, that Ruth was a woman who was able to hear from God, because the wisdom of the Lord was on her. And she left a place, and I'm gonna read the scripture later on, so let me not get ahead of myself. But Ruth was a woman that who wasn't afraid to leave home, to leave her parents. And if you are with a woman who can hear the voice of God, and God is first in her life, that tells you that the thoughts and opinions, the comments and the chatters of family and friends don't carry much weight and authority in comparison to the voice and instruction of the Lord. Now, this is going to become very important later on in the relationship, especially when you come across issues and challenges that may arise. I saw this meme the other day that, you know, I'm paraphrasing, I can't remember it word from word, but it read something like along the lines of, you know, marry a man that's not going to run to a woman about your problems. And that's very true, and I believe in that. A man should be able to go to God first, talk to the Lord about what's happening in the relationship, right? Because the Lord is going to speak, and he might speak directly to that man or speak to those that he has put himself in a position to be accountable to. And this could be other godly men who are able to hear from God and offer godly wisdom and counsel. But you want to, the second green flag is that you want to be with a woman who can hear the voice of the Lord and recognize that the voice of the Lord carries more weight and authority than what other people have to say about the relationship. Because if you are with a woman who cannot hear from God clearly, and she has to rely on what others might say, and these people that she may confide in or defer to may not have a relationship with God. They may not be able to hear clearly from God for themselves. So how can someone offer you counsel and advice and not be able to hear from God? Because if you have everyone else in the relationship and everyone else has a say over what you guys should do, how fast or slow you should move, then essentially it points to the inability to hear from God for yourself. And I'm not saying that I'm not against accountability. I'm not against you being able to confide in people that you can trust and who have sound judgment. No, I'm not saying that. What I am saying that you sh that the both of you should be able to hear clearly from God, because if you're spending time in God's word and if you have a prayer life and you are pursuing God in a passionate and intimate way, you're going to know the shepherd's voice. But without knowing the shepherd's voice, you can't discern his will. And so the second green flag is that if you are, fellas, if you are with a woman and the voice of the Lord carries more weight and authority over family and friends, that is a green flag. You have found a good thing. And I want to read from Ruth, the second chapter, verse 11. Ruth 2:11. And it reads, "And Boaz answered and said to her, 'It has been fully reported to me all that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband.'" See how her reputation carried. "And how you have left your father and your mother and the land of your birth and have come to a people whom you did not know before." There could be a possibility that your spouse, your wife, your husband is in a different state or different country or a different city, right? Now that's a huge it's a huge I would say it's a challenging predicament to be in, to be in a long distance relationship. There are some challenges that are going to present itself. There are some realities that's going to present itself. And if you believe that God has called you together, God is going to work out all the details that you have been laboring over in your mind. The what ifs, the how, or the hows, the whys, all of those questions are going to be answered when it's in the will of God, and it's going to work together for your good and the will of God. You see, Ruth was a woman who left her birthplace, who left her parents and to travel to a foreign land where she will later be joined together with her husband Boaz. You have to keep in mind that your friends and family are going to have something to say about this. They're either going to encourage you to discern the will of God, encourage you to see this relationship through a place of positivity or optimism. They're going to encourage you and champion you to not just taking a chance, but to realize and accept what God has presented before you. And when a man finds a woman who is not afraid and fearful and doubtful, a woman who's not going to allow to be persuaded or convinced otherwise that this is not the relationship for her because of the distance, because she's going to be leaving and going to a foreign place, to be with a woman who's able to stand firm in what she's heard from God, that is a green flag. That is a good thing. She is a good thing. And that's one of the things that I love about Ruth, that you get the picture that this is a that she's a strong woman in her spirit. Strong, feminine, yet kind with a tender heart, even after the things that she's has experienced, and even, you know, going to a foreign place, she never lost her hope. She went to a foreign place to put herself in a position to find favor with a man who would adore her. So that is the second green flag. The third green flag, yes, I hope you're enjoying it so far. The third green flag, and apologize if I'm mentioning this, repeating myself again, but it's a point that's worth revisiting. I'm sorry. The third green flag for a godly man is that you will have favor with your wife. She's a woman who God favors, therefore, you will have favor with her. And this favor is like supernatural and irresistible. That is something about this woman that you just have favor with. And by favor, I mean that you just want to love, that you just want to romance, cultivate, take care, steward. Because why? Because you recognize, you see that she is a gift from God, and that she is a helpmate that's going to improve and impact your quality of life and calling and purpose. Wow. So I want to read from Ruth 2, chapter 2, verse 15. And then I'm going to read from chapter 3, verse 11. And I'm kind of skipping ahead, and that Ruth 3:11, it's another point, another scripture that I want to share with you to support another point. But Ruth 2, chapter 2, verse 15. And when she rose up, and this is about the favor that Boaz has, that he had for Ruth. I think it's so special. Ruth 2:15. And when she rose up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, "Let her glean evening, even among the sheaves, and do not reproach her." Wow, the favor, because of the favor that Ruth had, Boaz made her work lighter and easier. Also, let grain from the bundles fall purposely for her. Leave it that she may glean, and do not rebuke her. That is the favor that Ruth had with Boaz. And mind you, I believe in the earlier part of this chapter, or chapter 1, Ruth spoke favor into existence. She spoke it like, put me in this position to feel that I may find favor. So Ruth spoke her favor into existence, and because she spoke it with faith and boldness, it allowed Boaz to come along. So the third green flag is that you will find favor. A green flag is that you have this irresistible favor with this woman that you are courting or that you're talking to, that you want to make life comfortable for her. This is not necessarily mean by giving her certain things, materialistic things, or even money at this point. But your presence and your relationship with God is bringing a certain ease and peace to her life that is lightening whatever burdens that she may have. And that could be me supporting her as her friend, supporting her in her career, helping her navigate the times and the season that she's in and how God is moving in her life, being someone that you can, that she can confide in you, that she can trust you. Because a safe place for a woman is a place of where she can cultivate love with you. And this is how the friendship and the fellowship begins to come together. And that there's a level of trust that's being established and built there. And I want to read from chapter 3, verse 11. Speaking of the favor, the favor that Ruth had with Boaz, chapter 3, verse 11. And now, my daughter, do not fear. I will do for you all that you request. For all the people of my town know that you are a virtuous woman. Because Ruth was a virtuous woman, she found favor with Boaz. And it seems like because Ruth was a virtuous woman, a woman who was not afraid to leave a place that was familiar to her, a woman who was able to hear the voice of the Lord, a woman that was faithful and loyal to Naomi, that because of all of these things, all these things are built into who she is as a woman. As it points to her character, the virtue. It points to her virtue as a woman, and because of her virtue, she found favor with Boaz. Women, if you're listening, it's important for you to be established in the Lord. It's important to have a personal relationship with God. Because when you have favor with God, and you gird yourself in the armor of God, and you're in your word, and you live a life of prayer, a life that is totally set apart from this world, and your heart is in a position to please the Lord, and you're living by his precepts, and you're walking in his holiness and righteousness, it's going to cultivate virtue within you. And a man who's walking the way that you are with God, pursuing God the way that you are, he's going to see that. And because he sees it, he's going to have favor with you. I want to point out also, and this goes into my next point, the next green flag. This is really good. This is a good point right here. And I want to say that I read the book of Ruth in the past, but never really like focus on it, because it didn't at the time, to be honest, it didn't have much significance for me. But I will say, as I've been have blogged, and my social media platforms are really focus on the Word of God and cultivating a personal relationship with the Lord. It's also much of my content is about godly relationships and godly love. So Ruth has Ruth and Esther have become books that I now have been engaging as a single man, because it's helping me to identify green flags and as well as red ones, and also sharpening what type of woman that I know that God has for me. But the fourth green flag, so not only will you have favor, will you find favor with your wife, another green flag is that her love for you isn't determined by what you have or by what you do. She's led by the Spirit of God. Now I want to jump back to Ruth 3:11, because I want to point out to you, fellas, that Ruth's desire to be with Boaz wasn't determined by what he had. It was not determined by what he had, by the wealth and riches that he had in his day. All that Ruth asked was, it was in her heart to be married, and she wanted to find favor with her husband. Her list, if she had one, theoretically, if she had one, you wouldn't have found on her list, he makes this amount of money, he knows this person, he works this job, and he does this, he has that, he lives in this, he drives that. You wouldn't find those things on a godly woman's list, because those things cannot promise you faithfulness, and they can't promise you love. Her desire to be with Boaz wasn't determined by what he had, and because of this, she found favor with him. Ruth wasn't a woman who felt entitled or operated under the spirit of entitlement. I'm going to do my next topic. I'm going to address things that block people, especially the people of God, men and women of God, from experiencing true love. And entitlement is one of them. And by what I read just now, that Boaz knew the spirit that was in Ruth. He wasn't just some rich man sitting back in the shade collecting his profit, but he was also a man that was seeking a wife, and he paid attention to her character. As I mentioned in part one, that a woman's beauty is also her character. Let me read from Ruth 3:11. Drive this point home. I'm sorry, Ruth 3:10. My apologies, Ruth chapter 3, verse 10. And this blessed my heart when I read this earlier today. Then he said, "Blessed are you of the Lord, my daughter, for you have shown more kindness at the end than at the beginning." Wow, her kindness progressed, meaning that she was treating Boaz in such a way that she didn't settle from the beginning, but it got stronger at the end. And that you did not go after young men, whether poor or rich. Let me read that again. Ruth 3:10. Then he said, "Blessed are you of the Lord, my daughter, for you have shown more kindness at the end than at the beginning, in that you did not go after young men, whether poor or rich." See, Boaz was a discerning man. Women of God, if you're listening, if you are with a man who loves God, who reads the word, has a prayer life, who's living a consecrated life, don't think he's not paying attention to you. Don't think that he's not examining your character. He's not listening to the way that you speak to him and how you think about him and words that you use, adjectives that you use that you associate himself with. He's paying attention. He's listening to all of that, because a discerning man is a good listener. He's listening to what you're saying and what you're not saying. And he can tell women who are operating under the spirit of entitlement and who feel entitled, who come into a relationship expecting to receive and never to give. And that's one thing both men and women who deal with and struggle with entitlement, If that doesn't change, they miss out on love. And so the fourth green flag for a godly man is that you're with a woman whose love for you isn't determined by what you have or by what you do. Her love for you is led by the Spirit of God. And I wanted to point out to you, I mentioned earlier that, you know, the book of Ruth is not just some random book that we're just placed in the Bible, and that it's more than a love story. If you read Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, you're going to see that Ruth was a descendant of Jesus. Because when you read the entire Bible with redemption in mind, by redemption I'm meaning that, you know, Adam and Eve fall, now sin has entered the world, now God has to redeem man, and he does it through Christ. But look at the generations that he is birthing and the seed that Jesus will be birthed out of. Ruth has something to do with that. The Bible is a love book. And because of Ruth's fearlessness and tenacity to be able to pick up and leave home, it played her faithfulness and fearlessness played a part in the Word becoming flesh. Wow. And that's a beautiful thing, to be with the woman who is, her love for you is led by the Spirit of God and not by any materialistic thing or monetary thing. And if women, you're thinking, well, I don't want to be with a broke man. What man who's in the will of God that is broke? And if you can't believe what I say, what I just said, then ask the Lord. Ask the Lord, would he bring you into a man's life for you guys to live in lack, to struggle, to be burdened, to be heavy? That is not the will of God. Unless you're called to live a life on this debate, the bare basic necessities, because you have a specific assignment in the kingdom, that's totally different. And you have to keep in mind that a marriage is also a calling. Your spouse has to be called to you. You can't date anyone. And the fifth point, the fifth green flag, I already mentioned it earlier, so I apologize for repeating myself, but I got to drive it home. Another green flag is that she's a virtuous woman. Ruth 3:11. Ruth chapter 3, verse 11. And now, my daughter, do not fear. I will do for you all that you request. For all the people of my town know that you are a virtuous woman. When you read Proverbs 31, you see Ruth. You see Esther. You see women who are regal. They carry themselves in such a way that demanded respect from men. A virtuous woman, when a guy approaches a virtuous woman, he's not going to approach you any type of way. He's not going to approach you with disrespect. He's not going to demean you or belittle you, make you feel inadequate or undeserving. But he's going to confirm who you are in Christ. And that is a virtuous woman who carries herself girded up in the Word of God. And what makes a virtuous woman virtuous She's consecrated and she's set apart. She's unique and she's different. Men like different. I'll say it this way. Godly men like godly women who are different and who aren't afraid to be different. And by different, that's set apart from this world. Meaning that you're not doing what other people are doing, what other women are doing. You're not out there partying, bar hopping, living your life promiscuously. That you speak a certain way, you carry yourself a certain way with dignity and grace and respect. You know, the saying goes, a woman who does not respect herself can't expect a man to respect her. There's some truth in that. But when you carry yourself to a certain pedigree, and that pedigree is your identity in Christ and what the Word of God says about you, a man is going to come to you correct. And so those are the green flags that I wanted to share with you. I can go over them again. I hope you enjoy this message. I did. I enjoyed this Bible study. I really learned a lot and saw things in the book of Ruth that I overread or I didn't focus on. So the first point was, the first green flag, she allowed you to pursue her, she didn't pursue you. The second green flag is that the voice of the Lord carries more weight and authority over family and friends. The third green flag is you will have favor with her. She's a woman who God favors. And because God favors her and the favor of God is on her, you're going to find favor with her. And it's going to be irresistible. It's going to be supernatural. The other point, fourth point, is that her love for you isn't determined by what you have or by what you do. She's led by the Spirit of God. And this is a woman, as I point out, Ruth's desire to be with Boaz wasn't determined by what he had. And because of this, she found favor with him. Ruth wasn't a woman who felt entitled or operated under the spirit of entitlement. If you were the woman who feels entitled, who's operating under the spirit of entitlement, which comes from the father of lies, who is Satan, because Satan felt entitled to exhort himself over God, because of how he was created and the responsibility and the authority that he was entrusted, he felt entitled. He felt the other angels should be worshiping him. He felt that he should be over humanity, which is why he's so angry to steal, kill, and destroy, roaming back and forth looking for who he can devour. Satan hates us. And when he sees the blood of the Lamb that is on us, it angers him. And when he knows that you know your authority in Christ, it angers him even more. That he's going to, I'm going to point this out to you. If you're with a godly man, with a godly woman, you are in a godly relationship, that, and you know for sure that God has confirmed this, confirmed the relationship, and you have that perfect peace about each other, rest assured that the enemy is going to come and attack that. He's going to come and try to whisper lies in your mind. He's going to use your loved ones to break you apart. He's going to plant negative seeds of negativity, so that you begin to look at things pessimistically. And that's why it's so important to have that friendship and fellowship, because when you have that, you have your foundation that's cemented and centered in Jesus Christ. And the last green flag, I think I read the fourth one, was her love for you isn't determined by what you have, by what you do. And the fifth one, that she's a virtuous woman. I pray that you enjoy this message thoroughly. If you need to go back and listen to it, you can. If this message has touched you anyway, and that you feel led to share it, go ahead and do it. My sole purpose is to edify the body of Christ. And I want to make this point that although I talk about love and relationships a lot on my platforms, it is not a replacement for the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ is first. That is a priority for me. This is just a supplement of how God uses me. This is the wisdom and the insight that he's given me that's going to really position singles to really seek God, because I'm like, you know, my thing is, if you get your blessing, becomes a lesson if you haven't prepared for it. And my message is always to focus on your personal relationship with the Lord, because the time of singleness is a time of preparation, and by preparing you get better, or you draw closer to God. And I want to pray us out. Jesus, thank you so much for this message. Thank you for this podcast, for this platform. Thank you, Lord, for entrusting me for the knowledge and revelation and wisdom that you've given me. I pray that you will continue to use me and to perfect me, to make me a better man, so that I can be better for my future husband, that you'll make me a better vessel so that I can be used for your glory. And Jesus, I love you, I honor you, I worship you. And it's in your name, Lord, that I pray. Amen. Again, please share if you feel like this message is going to be a blessing to someone else. Please go ahead and share it. God bless you.